You're listening to New Tinea. mRNA nanoparticles reprogrammed tumor-supporting immune cells in mice. Targeted lipid nanoparticles delivered mRNA and an immune stimulant into tumor-associated macrophages in mice. Suppressive macrophages fell by more than 60% and CXCL9 rose fourfold, but the work remains preclinical and adding checkpoint drugs did not further slow tumor growth. Quick summary. Researchers built antibody-guided lipid nanoparticles that delivered two immune-altering signals into tumor-associated macrophages in mice. The treatment reduced suppressive macrophages by more than 60%, raised the T-cell attracting signal CXCL9 fourfold, and moderately slowed tumor growth. It remains a preclinical proof of concept. Solid tumors often contain immune cells that protect the cancer instead of attacking it. A team led by Adelaide University has now tested a way to change the behavior of one such population from inside the tumor. Its lipid nanoparticles carried messenger RNA and an immune-stimulating compound directly toward tumor-associated macrophages, commonly shortened to TAMs. The particles were coated with an antibody that recognizes TREM2, a protein found at high levels on these macrophages. After entering the cells, the particles released mRNA encoding CXCL9 and the compound resiquimod. CXCL9 is a chemical signal that attracts cytotoxic CD8 positive T cells. Resiquimod helped push the macrophages away from their immune-suppressing state. In the mouse experiments, the formulation cut the share of suppressive macrophages by more than 60% and increased tumor CXCL9 levels fourfold. The researchers also measured more cancer-fighting T cells and stronger T cell activity inside the tumors. Tumor growth declined moderately. The result matters because immune checkpoint drugs can struggle when T cells cannot enter a tumor or remain active once they arrive. A useful negative result. The team also combined the nanoparticles with drugs that block PD, L1, and CTLA-4. That combination increased cancer-fighting T cells further and produced central memory T cells, a population associated with longer-lasting immune responses. But it did not slow tumor growth more than the nanoparticle treatment alone in this mouse model. That distinction keeps the finding grounded. More immune activity is not automatically the same as better tumor control. Researchers will need to determine whether the formulation works across other tumor models, how long its effects last, and whether targeting TREM2 avoids harmful immune changes elsewhere in the body. The approach is different from simply destroying macrophages. It tries to turn cells already present in the tumor into local signal producers. A recent New Tinea report showed another way that tumors can recruit immune cells to support their growth, illustrating why the surrounding immune environment has become a major treatment target. Reality check. This was an animal study, not a clinical trial. The work does not show that the nanoparticles are safe in people, that they reach human tumors reliably, or that they improve survival. Manufacturing consistency, dosing, toxicity, and off-target delivery also remain unresolved. The most defensible conclusion is that targeted mRNA delivery can reprogram macrophages in a mouse tumor model, not that a new cancer treatment is ready. The peer-reviewed study appeared in Science Advances on September 11, 2026. The next tests will need to separate a promising immune mechanism from a therapy capable of producing durable tumor control. Read the full article at newtinea.com.